Parshas Lech Lecha, we learn that Avraham went to Eretz Yisrael. He came to that soul with his mishpacha. So it says in the pasuk like this: Pasuk Perkut Beis Pasuk Vav Vayava Avam Ba'aretz Amakolim Shchem Al Eloim Moira and Machnani Oz Ba'aretz. Vayera Hashem Al Avraham. Hashem appears to Avraham. Vayoyim Lazarach Atin Es Oretz. So it begins to Mizbeil Hashem Anira Elov. He builds Mizbeach for Hashem Hanira Elov. So the pasuk is telling us that Avraham was giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by bringing a korban and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the good that he promised him, that he's going to have children, he's going to inherit Eretz Yisrael. That's the Parshat Pshat, as Rashi says. Dorachayim HaKadosh adds, what's Pshat Lashem Hanira Egelov? He ties that HaKadosh, he gave Hoidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu just from being and basking in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, the fact that Hashem had told him, and Hashem had announced to him, and was mavasa him, that he's going to have children, he's going to have a family, he's going to have an answer, so it was great. But Soifa Shel Dovar, the most pleasurable thing that Avraham had was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to him, he basked in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was what turned on Avraham. He got it all excited about. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to him. That was so pleasurable. He had the first time in his life that Hashem spoke to him, as the Mefarshim say, very clearly. Before Hashem appeared to him, it wasn't the same. Hashem appeared to him after the first time. Avraham was basking in the presence of Hashem. He was on cloud nine, the boy said. Hashem, his Baruch Shmo, came to talk. The next pasuk says, "Vayatek mishom ahar mikedem v'beisel v'yit olo beisel miyom v'ay mikedem v'yishom mizbeil Hashem v'yikro b'shem Hashem." After he had built that first mizbeach on basking in the presence of Hashem, after Hashem spoke to him, the Avraham was on a different world. He was mamish talk to Hashem. So Avraham moves on, and he decides, as he had decided before, that he's going to and now establish his, let's call it his base medrash. He's going to establish now his institution where he's going to now proclaim to the world, God, there's a God. He's running the world. As the Sforner says, he built, in the next part, he built a mizbeach. I mean, he set up camp between I and Beis Kel. Why those places? Is this Svarnai? Bein Shtei Ayoros Gedoros. Between two large cities. L'man Yirbu Havon L'shmar B'Kar B'Shem Hashem. He was trying to spread the word of Torah and God's word in the entire world. So he set up shop between the two biggest cities. This way he'll have people coming to him. He'll get up and talk. He'll get up and invite people in. People will come to him. He'll be able to accomplish what he set out, his agenda of proclaiming Hashem's name in the world. All this is going on. Avraham has just spoken to God himself. God appeared to him. He spoke to God. He's traveling now to set up institutions, places where he can spread Hashem's name. He's busy on focusing on doing whatever he can to spread Hashem's name. And in the middle of that pasuk, there's a few words that's very interesting. I spoke this out at the chasana. I mentioned this word. And I told a few people this week that because it's a chiddush to me. I never. This wasn't something that I never. What you passed over it, you realized that, but I never consciously focused on it enough to take out the pearls of it. There's so many pearls in the Torah that you can take out, because they're sometimes very, very, you know, nothing basically like the psukim that people make a big deal, but sometimes it's like thrown in there, some avort, that you pass by and you read it quickly, you don't focus on it, you're not able to take out a powerful Yisrael. And what's the powerful Yisrael we see over here? You know what the Pasuk says in the middle of all this going on, speaking to God, making the base medrash, teaching Torah to the world? It says a Pasuk, Vayet Ohala. He established his tent. And Rashi comments, it doesn't say Ohala, it says Ohaloksiv. Mitchila, he set up his wife's tent, and then he set up his own tent. Why? What's the Pasuk telling me? Says the Sif says a Chachamim. Because Zalacha Chayiv Adam Bechvoid Ishtoi Yosemi Begufay. First of all, he inhabited his wife even more than himself. The Gemara, the Rambam brings in Hilchos Ishus also. You have to inhabit your wife more than yourself. This is the place to teach me this Gemara. All of a sudden here, Mishdarayim with a remez in the Pasuk over here. The answer is yes. Dafki here. Because the Torah wants to tell us, no matter how high you get, no matter how great you become, no matter how God could speak to you himself, you can't forget about the people around you. You can be the greatest. The man that God spoke to himself, God appeared through the dream. The man who's spreading Torah to the world. The man who has this agenda to proclaim Hashem's name, that everybody should come under the wings of Hashem. That same man did not forget about his family. He didn't forget about his wife. He was mekayim the bein adam lachaveiro, that everybody has to do. Because sometimes when a person is going to do his bein olam lamokon, and he wants to be very frum, and he wants to do things to shame Hashem, sometimes he can forget about his bein olam lachaveiro, his interpersonal relationships. He's doing it l'shem shamayim. He's running out there, doing mitzvahs, putting tefillin on people, doing whatever he's doing. But it could be he forgets the most basic people in his lives, and he's not mechabed them koroi. He doesn't honor them properly. And he's lacking in his benalim mechabed. The Torah is full, in passages, especially in Sefer Bereishis, of stories upon stories with Avraham. But the main theme and the thread that goes through all of them, Rabbi Yisrael, is that we see constantly through all of Avraham's actions, whatever he did in this world, Rabbi Yisrael, we see constantly his carefulness, his dedication, and his worry to be sholeim not only in his HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'nei Adam also. And here I think that's the point of us. With everything going on, with all the greatness that Avraham was achieving, with all the goals that he wanted to do, he still understood that we can't pass over my basic responsibility to my wife and to people that I'm around. But basically, in Olam Chaver, that he's mechayev to mechaber his wife Yosef Yehufa. Even at a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even at a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he's like, unbelievable, who talks to man? Straightforward. There was no one that happened to history till this day. That according to after Adam and Noah, those people, Avraham now got on the list of the greatest of greats. And even more, as Vayeru Hashem El Avraham, the Pesukim said, and the Pesukim said that it was a different type of revelation, that no one had this type of revelation before. He spoke to Avraham very clearly, not in a dream. It wasn't a dream anymore. And the Pharisees would say before, when he spoke to Avraham, it could be he saw him in a dream. Here was a very clear appearance. Avraham made the top 10 list of people that God spoke to. And that type of person, he's the greatest. He's so important. Those important people sometimes forget about other people. I'm so important. I have to mechabit my wife, she has to mechabit me. Vayet Ohala, says the Pasuk, who's mechabit his wife, Yosef. This is so, so important. Whatever, no matter how big we become, how great we become, what we do in our lives, we can't forget about the Ben Olam Chaveiro. This is the greatness of people, Rabbi. The greatness of people is that with the steiger ruchnius, with their unbelievable steiger, they're able to treat the simple. They're able to treat other people also great, Rabbi. Even if they're so high, they're high, unbelievable. Rabbi Yaakov coming out, you know, Moshe Feinstein, for once waiting for a ride from a chasana, and they were sitting there arguing, back and forth, discussing. It sounded like a very, very deep halacha shayla. Who knows what they were discussing? There was a bikkur, never shayla, and I love that. So somebody leaned in, and he overheard them discussing who's getting out first. Who's getting out first? What's going on? So the guy had a little bit of a guts, as they say, and he went over to ask Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, the Chatzar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what was that all about? Why are you discussing who's getting out first? So Rav Yaakov explained, see, we're being driven home by a driver, and we're wondering who's going to get out first. If one of us is going to get out first, he should sit in the back. If he sits in the front, so then the guy, the other rabbi who's in the back, so he's going to be staying, he'll be in the back. And the one who's in the front got out, so the driver will be like, look like a chauffeur. Make him feel like he's just a driver. He won't be having any kashrus himself. Look like he's chauffeuring us. We don't want him to feel that way. Therefore, we made up that the one who's getting out last should stay in the front seat. And this way, the driver will feel like he's not just a chauffeur. He's equal, whatever he's driving, but he doesn't have to feel like he's a chauffeur. Who are they talking about? Tom Fiddleheimer, right? Is the driver? Who is the driver? Some bacher or whatever it is. He's a good at door. They don't want to make someone feel, with all their godless, they're discussing who should get out first, not to make him feel better. And more so, Rabbi Sai. Sometimes when we want to do something, Ruchnius to go wise. We're going to get into Ruchnius. Rasul Salat always says the famous mice of a guy, he wants to be very extra firm. He runs to the base of Medrash with Dari to catch the minion. And on his way, he knocks over two guys because he has to get to the minion. He punches a guy in the stomach just because he has to get in the door because he wants to catch the minion. He wants to catch even that Sari Shinin. Or he wants to catch Baruch Hu, and he steps on three people's feet because he wants to catch Baruch Hu. His ruchnius is a point, but he doesn't understand. Your ruchnius doesn't mean that you have to trample somebody's gashmis. I saw a great maaser just recently. I see this maaser, a book by Rabbi Yaakov also. Rabbi Yaakov was married twice. In the second marriage, he was married to a woman, Chana Ehrman from Toronto. And the maaser, no relation to Rabbi Ehrman. Anyway, he was married to this woman, Chana Ehrman from Toronto. And shortly after they were married, it was a Friday. Shavuos had come out on Friday that year. And the minig is a Shavuos. People eat cheese. So the Rebbetzin had made a whole pantry of stuff, cheese, latkes, and danishes, and things like that. And Lamaisa, Rabbi Yaakov, was sitting with his Talmud, and they had come home, I guess, after Shul. And Lamaisa, he saw on the table a beautiful table set with beautiful delicacies, all of cheese. Rabbi Yaakov turned white. He wanted to match the color of the cheese. No. Lamaisa turned white. Why did he turn white? There was a minig in his mishpacha. He didn't know why the minig, but on Fridays, they had a minig not to eat cheese on Friday, cheese products on Friday. Milk or cheese, I got those type of products on Friday. He never understood the minute, but that was a minute in his family. And when the rabbits came in and saw his face white, she asked, is everything okay, Rabbi Yaakov? He quickly got back his color in his face. He said, yeah, everything's fine. And she went out again to the kitchen. And quickly, while she was out, he asked the Talmidim, please, I want you to mock the nether. If I would have known that it would ever cause anybody pain, I know my new rabbits are just married now. Now is not the time to tell her about the minute. She spent so much time. I didn't realize and tell her about it. Now is not the time to tell about this minute. I want to mark it the minute and make sure later on I'll be able to mark it. I'll bring it back. All right. I want to mark it. I want to be able to eat it. Now, Rabbi Meisa,
the end of the day, he could have said it's his minhagim, something that he kept in his family. A minhag is a very strong thing with us. We don't play around with minhagim. It's only a minhag. Shaf said, you know what the words minhag is spelled backwards with us. Think about it. Gehenim. So we don't play around with minhagim with us. Minhag backwards is Gehenim. We don't play around with minhagim. Very chomer. But Rabbi Yaakov felt that's much more chomer. The feelings of his new Rebbetzin, the newly married. Now, she was not a young lady that she didn't experience life. But he felt, because of the situation, it's more important not to hurt her feelings than to keep his minute. Therefore, he had three guys while she was out. So what do we learn from that episode? With all the spiritual heights we're going, we can't. With all the growth and the spiritual heights that we're trying to do for Klal Yisrael, we can't forget Misti Yisrael. Right? We're doing for Klal Yisrael, Klal, we're doing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for everything. Look, you can't forget about Yibin Al Chavir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be doing Ish the way Eyo. We have to worry about our friends. Avram, with all his heights, with all his speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is something that we have to learn in our lives. No matter how great we become, where we're going and where we're headed, we can't forget about the neighbor. We can't forget about our friends. We can't forget about people around us. Treat them with respect. Worry about their feelings. Zerah Boy said, we deserve to be a shalim in all chalokim. There's been all in the moment. It's all the same. Two dibros Boy said, came down just as equal. The same Torah that says you're not allowed to eat pork. You're not allowed to kill. It says that you can't do Avodah Zarah. The same Torah that says that you're not allowed to cause hurt your friend's feelings. You're not allowed to cause pain to another person. That's what the Torah preaches. And that's what you have to understand. That's what you have to work on. Become true emissar. Erlecha, emissar people. In all Namoko, in all Chaveirah. That we're able to give a tremendous nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rosh writes in Masechta Peah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yoyse Roitze, Ben Mitzvah Ben Olam HaChaver, it's more tzchar, the Mitzvah Ben Olam HaChaver, the Mitzvah Ben Olam HaMokah, but you get tzchar in this world also, the Ben Olam HaMokah says. Chutz from the tzchar in the next world, but you're also giving hanoi, giving pleasure to someone in this world, you get reward in this world also. Therefore, we have to work very hard to perfect. As we perfect ourselves with Hashem, we perfect ourselves with each other. Ahva, 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 Ahva,